On Amherst College Week, hair cells don't just put the hair on our heads. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Trapani, associate professor of biology, says understanding hair cells can help us fix them in the future.
How do we sense the world around us? One way is by detecting different forms of energy, like light and sound, via sensory receptors. In the auditory and vestibular systems, this job is performed by hair cells, specialized receptors that transform sensory information into electrical impulses that travel along neurons to the brain. Found in our ear, these receptors are critical for many everyday functions by detecting sound waves and vestibular information, such as gravity and acceleration. In fish, hair cells also form the lateral line system, which detects nearby water motion for schooling, mating, and detection of predators and prey. My team is interested in how hair cells encode sensory information into electrical codes that determine perception, behaviors, and reflexes. Using zebrafish, we perform electrical measurements from individual neurons connected to hair cells and also record high-speed videos during behaviors. When we examine the patterns of electrical impulses following stimulation of a zebrafish's hair cells and make high-speed video recordings of the startle reflex, we learn how aspects of the encoded neuronal activity inform the subsequent behaviors. Recently, we found that when intensity of a strong startle-inducing stimulus is increased, the time to initiate the startle reflex gets faster. We then uncovered that this relationship is likely due to the timing of the neuron's first electrical impulse, as it was correlated to the reflex's start time. Our findings are not surprising given how critical it is for animals to startle more and more quickly with the appearance of a larger and larger threat. By confirming our hypotheses in zebrafish, the neuroscience behind such mechanisms also helps us understand the implications for humans. After all, once we know how hair cells play a role in our senses of hearing and balance, we can learn how to fix them when they're not working.
That was Joseph Trapani of Amherst College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.